At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back in to, I was about to say Ticket Weeknights. Welcome in to the opening of Old School. Harrison Arnes on the ones and twos. Yes, the guy from Ticket Weeknights. We still got Eric Strickland in here, the NBA vet, former Husker, to my left, as always. And we don't got Jay. DP is in the back getting some work done. And of course, we're still setting the table because we will have Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer of Meyer's Cork and Bottle. So Strickland, I know we've been talking a lot of NFL, and I got to ask, we didn't even get to it. I have no idea. Do you have an NFL team?
I don't. I don't really have somebody that I follow. And what happened is a lot of that had to do with being a military brat. You know what I mean? So as a young kid, I lived in the middle of California, just north of Santa Barbara in a place called Lompoc. So I'm in between, at that time, Raiders, San Francisco, L.A., the Ram, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally in between. So that's the crazy part about it, my boy.
Absolutely. As we're sitting down here, we got the guy already. And
Uncle Kevy showed up.
I know we normally do this on the
second
segment, but since we got Uncle Kevin here, I'll let him get set up. If you guys want to join in here, 402-464-5685. That is the Starter Heyman text line. You can put a face to the voice, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you got Allo Cable, all great ways to participate. But yeah, Strickland, as you're talking there, that kind of surprised me. I don't know why, but I always figured you might be a Raiders fan of the likes of a DeBarnay Pearsonell.
See, yeah, that's the thing. So then I move here and still a military brat, and you're literally in the middle of Broncos, Kansas City, Minnesota.
Yeah.
All within in Chicago. Chicago's
that was eight, the right choice, by the way.
Chicago's 8 hours, five Minnesota, 3.5 Kansas City. Another, what is it to Denver from here? 6 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
That's crazy. You think about that, right? This, at least that trip isn't as bad as trying to drive from, you know, you think that if you're in Dallas, it's, you know, you're in the middle of the state. And so I remember when I was going to coach, at New Mexico Highlands. So I had to drive from Dallas going through El Paso on into New Mexico. Bruh. I felt like I was forever like stuck in doggone. It's no rush, Kevy. We're going to give you your music.
Yeah, we got the music ready. Whenever you're ready for it.
I have so much road rage right now.
Oh, man.
I got a last-minute phone call right as I was walking out the door. And then, for some reason, people in this town still don't know that you can turn right on a red light.
Oh,
and that just drives me insane.
Don't open it, Kev.
We're going to wait for the pop-pop.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the pop-pop. We're just getting all set up.
Cool. Yeah, I'm down with it.
I think we're ready. Let's go ahead and hit that music. Kev, you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Let me get it for the gram.
All right, get it for the gram real quick, and we'll hit this music.
Hold on one second. we're going to get Harrison. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get Kevin.
Strickland, a social media savage out here. Getting the work done.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer.
It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, whoa!
Fantastic.
Whoa!
Just the three of us today. No Ellie's Alley. No, no. Austin Orman.
No. No well, Jay Foreman.
No Jay Foreman. Just, all right. That means more for us, right?
That's
more
good.
For us. And what's the drinks today? I see you got a Prati.
Yeah. So I have one of the absolute OG producers of Napa Valley, Louis Martini.
Is it a red or what?
It's a red. It's a Cabernet. This is their Sonoma property. And it is going to be featured in the next Wine Enthusiast Magazine Top 100 Wines of the World list. I believe this is wine number 36 of the Top 100 Wines of the World. And we have it at Meyer's. And they're still under $30. Now, let's be honest, that list is super subjective, and, you know, it can go a variety of ways depending on advertising dollars and things like that. But to get the list, I think is pretty impressive, especially when your wine is on the shelf under $30. So
what's that dark lager? Let me get it. Let me get the name. Bring
this
it over to
this
me.
Is Upslope, their new pumpkin ale.
It is that time of year.
And it's called Upslope.
It's called Upslope out of Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, we've been doing the Oktoberfest, and I haven't done a pumpkin ale yet this year. I thought Ellie would be joining us, but she's in the booth.
Well, we can bring her on in here.
I brought an extra can if she wants to come.
I was going to say, Ellie, if you're listening, your name's being called here for us to join.
She's not listening.
She don't want no smoke.
Here she comes. Here she comes. Thirsty Thursday.
That's right. I'm going to get my other can of it.
But yeah, as we're saying here, definitely give Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Check it out. He's got the selection you just heard there. Some very fine wine for just $30. That's fantastic. Bringing in Ellie in the studio as well now to enjoy it.
Ellie gets her own can. This is Ellie's alley right now. So are you a pumpkin spice latte
you
girl?
You see the way she's looking at that?
I had one today.
Ooh, okay. Right up your alley.
This is a pumpkin beer. It's from Upslope, and they are located out of Boulder, Colorado. What's your take?
I like it.
The face. That's a bitter beer
hold
face.
On. Hold on. I can't just take one sip and then give my full rundown of it. You got to let
it marinate.
Thing.
The facial expression and the verbal response were incongruous, as they say.
I don't hate it. You don't love it.
Really? I thought it would be up Ellie's alley.
It's not a patio powder.
But you're not much of a beer person, are you?
I am. This isn't the first time we've done this. Everybody's like, I like beer.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just, you know, hold on.
Oh, it's different. It's definitely got a little nutmeg-y. Like,
yeah, the nutmeg.
A little nutmeg pop to it.
It's like the after. I like the first, initial drink of it, mm-hmm. and then it,
kind of sneaks up behind you.
But, I don't hate it.
I wouldn't want to drink it hot, though.
No, it's got to be cold.
It's got to be cold.
And I'm not a big pumpkin beer guy, but this is one of the better ones for me, anyway. It's more of the pumpkin spice than it is the pumpkin taste.
Yeah.
And some of that kind of clovey, nutmeggy, along with just a nice, easy drinking lager. I think it's kind of fun, and it's really kind of fall in a glass.
I was going to say, I don't mind. I don't really taste the pumpkin.
Not the pumpkin, jump out
now
at
now that
you.
I'm actually drinking it, it's better.
Yeah, it's just kind of
It had to
it's
acclimate.
Actually not bad.
Yeah. I don't taste an overbearing pumpkin pie. This one's all right with me. Around a campfire in October.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I will never forgive Uncle Kevy. For bringing in this pickle. I told you guys a story about, I know I've shared it, when I was in Thanksgiving, and we had, this would be a great Thanksgiving beer, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
No doubt about it. But Thanksgiving, as a young tyke, streaky, running around, athletic, and just, ready, the food is good now. I jump in, it's spread out, grandma's table.
You were sitting at the big person table, not the little kid's table? Finally, you made the jump.
I made the jump.
He all probably right. looked like a grown man at that age.
Probably, yeah.
Fact. And I'm looking at it. The macaroni is macaronin. Mm. The ham is just, it's got the little, you know, the steam kind of come, you know, the turkey is just, yeah, everything's fat. And then I see this little thing, this little kind of loafy looking thing that looks like Jell-O. And I cut into
Don't
it.
Tell me.
And I'm thinking in my head and in my mind, it's some good Jell-O sweet. And I've been into that and I've been shocked forever with cranberry. I can't eat cranberry. I can't do it. The cranberry,
Yeah.
I can't eat it. So to this day.
It was the kind that came out of the can and stayed in the shape of the can?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I thought you were going to say beets there for a second, I'll be honest.
That's even worse.
That beets taste like dirt.
Oh,
they do. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, that's
but
so worse.
You put a little goat cheese on top of them, and then it's like magic sauce. You can put goat cheese on anything and make it taste good.
He's a savant.
And I was going to say, that is a savant thing to say. The goat cheese is not on my radar. I'll check it out.
I make some cranberry sauce that'll change your mind about cranberry sauce.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh gosh.
But you got to use the real fresh whole cranberries. And then you take a Belgian lambic, which is a Belgian ale, but it's raspberry flavored. And it tastes just like raspberries. And you boil the cranberries, the whole cranberries, in the lambic beer. And then you add some sugar and you grate a little bit of lemon zest or orange zest. And as it boils, it thickens. And then it'll change your mind about cranberry sauce.
My boy.
It's legit.
I'm mentally traumatized. If I look at it, I can't smell it. Scar
tissue's never
scarred. Yeah,
that's all right.
I'm mentally scarred.
When you're the theater of the eyes and the theater of the taste buds do not match, then it can be a shock to your system.
That part.
There was one time when I was a little kid, I was fishing with my uncles, and I was maybe like 3, because I still spoke with a lisp, and we were all fishing. And I went to take a drink out of my strawberry soda, and back then everybody smoked, and so they had been ashing their cigarettes into my strawberry soda or what was left of it. And I took a sip, and my uncle still tells this story to this day. This strawberry soda doesn't taste very good with cigarette butts in it. So yeah, wow. I'm assuming that was a similar experience that you had almost. Maybe not quite, but yeah, pretty close. Ellie, do you want to try the wine? Now, I will tell you, this is not Ellie's alley.
I'll
You'll partake?
She'll pass.
I'm going to pass because I don't want to waste your wine.
It's not wasting. It's education. It's exposing you
but
to
I'm
things.
But I'm going to pass this one.
All right. We'll pass the Ducci on the right-hand side.
I appreciate it.
Ellie, absolutely. Thanks for stepping in the alley.
Thanks for coming in.
We're going to have to create an Ellie's alley. Something for Ellie's alley.
That's a good
name. Go sell it, Nick Sater. Ellie's Alley.
Go check out her show on Sundays.
Yeah.
I believe it's it's late in the afternoon. I want to give the official. I want to say it's 5 o'clock. But to be sure, check out Ticket Sundays. It'll be on the schedule. Ellie does a great job.
Very good. So on to the wine. This is a Cabernet from the Louis Martini family. Louis Martini, at the age of 13, came to the United States in 1900.
Was he a king?
He was not a king. He was an Italian. Mm.
And bellissimo and parano.
Exactly. What Strick said.
Perfect.
And so he came here at age 13 in the year 1900 and went back to Italy to learn winemaking, came back when he was 19 years old. And he and his father purchased a small plot of land in the Napa Valley. And they planted vines on a hillside, which was unique then. Everyone thought you needed to plant on the valley floor. And in Italy, they very much utilized the slope of the hills because, number one, there is an adage about winemaking that the harder the vine has to work in order to survive, the more precious the fruit it bears. And a lot of times when you're in an elevated country, it's also very rocky. And so it allows those grapevines to go under multiple layers of sedimentary soil. And they say each layer that it goes through, it will pick up those different nuances, creating a wine of more complexity and what they call phenols. And so they were the first to be able to do that. Then fast forward a little bit, Prohibition hits. So they're not allowed to make wine, or at least they're not allowed to sell wine under the guise that it's wine. They can sell it as medicine to a pharmacy, or they can sell it to the church for communion, but that's it. And so as soon as...
it's actually pretty good. Ooh, smooth.
Top 100 wine of the world, man. Yeah, I think this is wine number 36. So...
smooth.
The after Prohibition, they released their first wine as soon as it was legally possible. And he was the first to list it by varietal, meaning what grape type it was. So if you go to France and you drink a Bordeaux, Bordeaux is a place. You drink a Champagne, Champagne is a place. You drink a Burgundy.
I thought it was Champagne.
Champagne. You drink a Burgundy, Burgundy is a place. So historically, with European wines, you buy the wine by the region where it comes from instead of what grape type it's made from. Louis Martini was the first to categorize the wine by the grape varietal and also put a vintage on there, and then would also put a location. So he was the first one to put 2000, or let's say, and back then it would have been 1932, I believe. So a 1932 Napa Valley Cabernet. And he also started the California Vintners Association, which then determined the rules for winemaking for California. So basically, in order to call a wine Cabernet, it only has to be 75% of the principal varietal to not list the other types. So it can actually be a fourth of Merlot, or a you know, 10% of something and 5% of something else, and you don't have to list it. Now, anymore, it's popular to make a blend and just call it a red wine or a red blend, in California, it only has to be 75% of the one grape to not have to worry about listing the others.
I'll say that. Fantastic.
It is actually,
and by the way, Kev, I'm always amazed by your knowledge actually, of the history of right? all this stuff going into it. Like, you break it down and... yeah,
I love great wine too, and that's phenomenal.
This is sharp. I'm not a big wine guy, and this one,
yeah,
I can see smooth. Myself. Yeah, I can see myself with a good steak. Eating
what type
one.
Of legs yeah. has it got on it, Kevy?
I imagine it's fairly viscous, so they'll be relatively well defined. You know, a wine like this, there's an old saying in the wine world: "Cab in a slab, good cut of beef and a good Ooh. Cabernet."
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what I'm talking about.
The whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts, and so the there's something about the flavors in a good cut of beef, and seasonings make a difference too, but the wine brings the flavor of the meat up a level, the meat brings the flavor of the wine up a level, and so together they
perfect match
are yeah just bigger than what they came together individually. So
what is this good for? A good porterhouse, for a good filet mignon, or is it good for a good New York strip?
I'm thinking like
is
prime
it good
rib.
For Yeah. Well, I mean, what talk to me.
I think of, any of them.
Any of them?
Yeah. Personally, I know, you know, a ribeye is considered a premium cut. However, I don't like my cuts that fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel like I'm eating a heart attack, you
that
know,
part.
Mm-hmm. Or that I'm having to, you know, cut around the fatty pieces in order to get to the meaty pieces. So I probably eat more tenderloin than anything else.
Okay.
And I like to get a nice cut that's almost as tall as it is round, tie it so it maintains its shape, because sometimes what will happen is they'll flatten out. Mm-hmm. So if you tie it around the outside, it maintains its shape. And so then you can get a nice sear on both sides, get a nice crust on the outside, but then a nice red center, or at least a pink center. And, you know, and then you can play with all kinds of stuff. You can do a Parmesan cream sauce, you could do, but you know, I also love a good New York strip where you know, you get that cross cut on there, and you know, especially when you get a like a nice prime cut of beef, that makes a big difference.
There it is.
It's perfect.
It is very good.
This is a big win for me. This is a 2 for 2.
Oh, I missed.
Thank you, Harrison.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these are on.
What are they going for? What are they going for?
Because 28 bucks.
The what?
Yeah, 28 bucks. And
that's a Strix pick.
It's interesting because they used to just call this their Sonoma Cabernet. Now they call it the Prati, Prati, by Louis Martini. It's a 2021 Sonoma County Cabernet. They also make a Napa version. The Napa version is about double the cost, but I don't think it's double the wine. This is not, definitely not much of a drop off. And especially once you get named to that list, they usually don't last long. So if you're interested in tasting what we tried today, come on in and we'll get you fixed up. 13th and South.
There it is. 13th and South. Text line's chiming in here. A lot of people saying ribeye is the way to go here for the beef choice. But nonetheless, Strick, you got anything else left to add
here?
No,
man. That's a great wine.
I get it with the ribeye. It's just not my bag, but I understand why.
Fair enough.
I love some good marbling, even in my tenderloin, though. Striations.
I would advise if you're a red drinker and you're really just looking for a smooth, something that you and your wife or you and your girl or whatever would like, that is a good one because it's a good balance. Like, it's not one to where, you know, you're going to have the frown face of you know, your wife or girlfriend, where you as the, you know, the man is, you're going to feel good.
I think
good
this is
going to
change Deli's mind, I'll be honest.
There's some elegance.
This is a good one in here.
Yeah.
It's elegant. Yeah, there you go. That's the word. Like, going out to a nice little dinner and having a wine like that, premium.
And the thing for me is that good wine always has balance. So it's not meant to be overpowering. The fruit and the tannins and the acid levels and the non-fruit components, a lot of times you'll get some earthy qualities or some baking spices, things of that nature, that there isn't one thing about the wine that jumps out and bites you in the face. It's a wine where it's harmonious, it's balanced, it's elegant, and this wine certainly fits all that profile.
Absolutely. And like I said, everybody's shouting out ribeye. This is good enough to where, like Kevin Meyer said, you just have beef. Cut a beef. Like, it's this thing.
Yeah, you do you,
at least
you,
in my
man.
Opinion, it's going to work.
That's right.
With that being said, though, Kevin Meyer, one more time, where are they going to find you? Again, check out that wine.
Right on the corner of 13th and South, look for the neon sign.
Absolutely. Give Kevin Meyer, check him out. Always appreciate it, him coming in here and letting us sample some of the products he's got. So go definitely give him a shout out. Check him out. Follow him on social media. Don't go anywhere, though. Old school. We'll keep it rolling here. Jay Foreman in the building. DP joining us next.
You're listening to Old School with DP.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.